regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, September 26, 2016. And it has been our longstanding tradition for many, many years. We'd like to invite everyone here to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item is the approval of the executive session minutes of September 12th.
Motion to approve.
There's a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the executive session minutes for September 12th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show that it was a unanimous decision and that all council members are present. The reason for the closure under the Maryland Open Meetings Act was to consult with council to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. Okay. Next is approval of the regular session minutes of September 12th.
Two very minor changes.
Okay.
The first one's on page 3, paragraph 6. Second line should have read, check out behind the multipurpose building. Just minor.
It should say what now?
It should say check out behind the multipurpose
building.
And the next one's on page 5. Paragraph number 3. Do you want to do this?
No.
No. It should be the Philippines.
The Philippines?
The Felicians.
And Kelsey, we're not picking on you.
No.
No, I've already talked to her. I told her I don't zing anyone in this position.
Quick sidebar.
Purdue should be Purdue, like Frank Purdue, not Purdue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
yeah, right.
Yeah.
See?
Cool.
And what page was that on?
Page 3.
Page 3.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Paragraph
6.
But with those minor ones, Mayor,
I appreciate that. Hey, that's one accurate. So as we don't want to think that Laura went back in time. Just went to the Philippines. Okay.
She's got a great sense of humor, thank God. With those minor changes, not to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the regular session minutes for September 12th with the three minor changes as noted. All in favor of approving the minutes with the changes, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. All right, next we have a really delightful, one of the most enjoyable parts of being the mayor and council is to provide proclamations. I'd like to ask Kathy Decker and any other folks and you know, the young folks and whatever from 4-H to come forward and say what we're getting ready to do.
No cookies. Mayor Williams, I'd like to thank you and the council very much for having us this evening. With us here tonight are members of the Berlin 4-H Club, which is growing very fast. We meet right here in town, second Thursday of every month. We have our club president, Ms. Maddie Ortega. We have our treasurer, Mr. T.D. Ortega. This is our 4-H program coordinator for all of Worcester County, Cindy Mars. Again, I'm Kathy Decker. I'm the administrative assistant for University of Maryland Extension and also a proud 4-H grandma. One of our members that's all coming up on a year. He's coming up on a year being in 4-H, really enjoying it, grew a great garden this year. And also we have Ms. Denise Ortega, who is our very vivacious and enthusiastic club leader. She's done wonders for the kids. For those of you not familiar with 4-H Youth Development, it was a program that started in 1902 and has grown into all areas. It started out in agriculture, and we're deeply proud of those agricultural roots. But as they say, we're not cows, clouds, and cookies anymore. We've evolved into robotics, aeronautics, STEM education, and all manner. And these kids, we say, you know, there are no born leaders. True leaders are grown, and that's what we're doing in 4-H. We are growing the leaders, the business leaders, community leaders of tomorrow. So there's some information about 4-H back there to tell you a little bit more about it. But again, we thank you, Conley, for being here. So, Cindy, would you?
One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to read the proclamation. We're going to do a thank you. Oh, somebody will take it.
Sorry, Mayor.
And one thing I will mention is that most people maybe not realize, sometimes when an organization has been around for more than a century, it gets taken for granted. But the 4-H, nationally and locally, has a proven record and has the statistics to show that members who stay actively engaged in 4-H are more involved in becoming more charitable, and do more charitable giving as youth and later as adults. They're much more engaged in their communities in terms of serving and volunteering, and also serving even in the government type things.
Yes.
And basically they're very involved in the community. They don't just let things sit around and complain. They do things about it. And so that to me is what I call a wonderful example of leading by example. Wonderful example of leading by example. And again, something I think we all need to remember is you're never too young and you're never too old to lead by example. So we thank you. And on behalf of the Mayor and Council of Berlin, I'd like to make the following proclamation. Whereas the 4-H Club is the nation's largest youth development organization, empowering 6 million young people from ages 5 through 18 throughout the United States. And whereas the 4-H Pledge stands for Head to Cleaner Thinking, Heart to Greater Loyalty, Hands to Larger Service, Health to Better Living for my club, my community, my country, my world. And whereas 4-H empowers youth to reach their full potential, working and learning in partnership with caring adult volunteers and mentors to inspire young people in achieving goals with confidence, explore important issues, and define their place in the world. Whereas these pivotal experiences build a foundation of leadership and skills for success in their future careers. Now, therefore, I proclaim that in the town of Berlin, does hereby congratulate the Worcester County 4-H Club on your many achievements supporting young people from elementary school through high school in citizenship, science, and healthy living. And we congratulate you, and it's been very nice to have you.
Where do you want us?
Denise?
Do you want us on the front?
Karen, come on up.
Here.
Thank you for indulging.
We'll get all cozy.
Okay.
Here you go.
Let's do one more.
Okay. Can you look at
Sorry.
Oh.
I don't know what you did.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
No problem.
We're going to make her do the photography project.
There we go.
Thank you.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
We
so much.
Thank you.
We
did
have a few things.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm It's now my pleasure to make a second proclamation on behalf of the town of Berlin. And Ann Hillier, would you please come up? And Ann is the executive director.
CEO.
And everything else.
And everything.
Of Shorecraft.
Shorecraft Beer.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you tell folks a little bit about what the organization does and how it works.
So I started Shorecraft Beer a couple years ago to make the Shorecraft Beer destination. We had 19 breweries at the time, now they're 26. And there are several in Worcester County, one in Berlin, hopefully more will come, and many of the businesses in Berlin, all over Ocean City, and all over the shore rely heavily on this new burgeoning craft beer industry. So I appreciate the Shore Craft Beer Month was really to show that on the shore, we're doing huge numbers of things to promote craft beer. Berlin starts it on Saturday with the craft beer, you know, the crab feast and the craft beer, and Finn City made a crab. They brewed a beer with crabs, which is at the Globe, Tom. And I apologize up front. I did not bring samples. I should have. Next time I will. I only brought brochures, but there is a crab beer, and Finn City has a crab beer, like an oyster stout, but made with crabs. And it's such a craft beer, and I want 2017 to be the year of the shore being top 10 craft beer destination in the country. So cross your fingers, we'll get there. Yeah. So we're all working together, and this is huge towards that.
And just so you know, the Crab Feast, which is the first ever we've ever done in the town of Berlin, is being done and sponsored by Berlin Main Street to raise money that we then turn around and spend during the Victorian Christmas to provide different services and carriage rides and all kinds of things. And and I can't remember whose idea it was, but I think it's going to be a big hit.
Probably Ivy's.
Probably Ivy.
And you have the Berlin, you know, the Oktoberfest here in Berlin, which is another one that we'll be promoting on shorecraftbeer.com. And then Ocean City has the one that we do on October 29th, which is I invite all of you to come.
Do you have a rough idea, because you mentioned, I think, 26 breweries?
26 breweries on the shore.
But about how many jobs does that represent?
It's huge. I can send you those stats. I hesitate to remember them. If I say it, it'll be wrong, but I'll send it to you, but it's huge. And the state is extremely interested in craft beer, and they're designating February as Craft Beer Lovers Month, so Berlin gets really involved in that as well.
Okay. Awesome. You're short of cold beer in February, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to read this proclamation. I appreciate everyone's patience. It says, a proclamation of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin proclaiming October as Shorecraft Beer Month. Whereas Berlin is the home of a thriving brewery, Burley Oak Brewing Company, which produces locally sourced and produced craft beer, Berlin is also home to Shore Craft Beer, an organization dedicated to making Berlin and the Shore Craft Beer destination, and Berlin and the Shore, a craft beer destination, and to promotion of breweries and craft beer throughout the Eastern Shore and Worcester County. Craft beer promotion enhances tourism, particularly in the shoulder and off seasons. We applaud our local craft beer businesses for capturing the flavors of the Eastern Shore and for helping to birth a new tourism market. And whereas Berlin will host Oktoberfest in Berlin on October 15th with a particular focus on local craft beer, and whereas Berlin's many restaurants sell these locally produced craft beers and feature them throughout the year. Now, therefore, be known that I do hereby proclaim October as Shore Craft Beer Month and encourage residents and visitors to support Burley Oak Brewing Company, Shore Craft Beer, and our many local restaurants and local craft brewers. Thank you very much.
Thank you
Good night.
Thank you.
Probably won't be as entertaining. It's a resolution for approval for an application and receipt financing for strategic demolition fund projects. This particular one is at 21 Jefferson Street, and if I understand correctly, this is the project that the Habitat for Humanity has proposed, and come right on up. Maybe we'll be entertaining. Thank you. If you identify yourself and the hat you're wearing tonight.
I'm Andrea Boland. I'm the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Worcester County. And tonight I'm here to ask for your approval for a local resolution. The last time I was here, it was kind of a general letter of support and a few other things. This is the specific letter that goes to the Department of Housing and Community Development. This year, for the first time, they reached out to the town directly, as is their new procedure, and are requesting that the local resolution, whether or not it's approved. What this is to allow us to essentially, it's the money that we will use to purchase the property and to conduct work on site that is everything up to our construction phase. And that amount that we are requesting from DHCD that the grant was written for was $222,422. So the local resolution would allow that this money, if awarded, to be used for these purposes.
So basically, they, as in many government-sponsored programs, whether the state or federal, work through the town, so there's all the checks and balances, and gets used for what it's intended, and they know then that it's the town has approved the project through planning and zoning and all that sort of thing.
I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2016-12 for the application and receipt of financing for the project at 21 Jefferson Street, Berlin.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve local Resolution 2016-12 that enables Habitat for Humanity to apply for strategic demolition fund about $222,422 towards the purchase of the property and related expenses. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations. And do you have any expectation of when things might happen, assuming this goes through?
We were told as early as October, but we're hopeful for November.
Okay.
These things can take time, so we're hopeful that definitely this fall.
That's still soon, yeah.
Yes.
And hopefully you'll have some decent weather to work with before then.
Maybe we can take some pictures and put them on the town site, because I think that I'm really excited to see this is the first of its kind project like this.
It is.
Which is the artist studios downstairs, and then they'll have condos upstairs.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's first of, and it'll hopefully set a precedent.
Yeah, and it's a, flat iron style building. But I'm really excited to see what this looks like.
We are too. Thank you very much.
Excellent idea about the photos. Get them to Laura, Jeff, Mary, whoever you can find.
Okay.
Because they're all moving around.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Next, we'll have Audie Wells, Horizon 4 for. Next, number item 4 on the agenda is the Walking Center Facade Grant, and Ivy Wells, our Community Development Director,
Good evening, Mayor and Council. It's been a long time coming, but I finally, I'm working with the design resources, the Brick and Barb Stack, and we have two proposals for the facade of the new Welcome Center, and I just wanted to get your permission to go ahead and choose one of those tonight.
Why don't you brief me for the...
For phase one, yeah.
For everyone who's in attendance in the press, kind of give us a summary of what the options are and what you recommend.
Oh, sure. So I received a facade grant from Department of Housing and Community Development, and I'm using some of that money to help redesign the front facade of the visitor center. The glass needs to be completely removed, and we need a new storefront, for lack of a better term. And I've been working with design resources, and we put out a bid, and basically what this is a description of what will happen during phase one. I went through the process with them, and I have two proposals here for you, and right now it's just a matter of deciding who to choose. The work could start as early as October or November, and then be finished sometime within the this year, or possibly into January, but probably not.
Okay, so what are the two vendors and the two amendments?
So the two vendors are Harper & Sons, General Contractors, and KB Culver & Inc.
And the amounts?
Cold Iron, excuse me.
And the amounts, the total?
So the total for Harper is $26,500, and for KB is $29,665.
What proposal are you recommending?
I am recommending Harper & Sons for the lesser, for $26,500.
Okay. And about how long do you think the project will take? What would it be?
It depends on materials that they're, when we talk to them, there may be a little issue with some materials. I could put them back about 3 weeks, but not.
Yeah. Is this something that will be done, let's say, in time for the Christmas season? I'm thinking post Thanksgiving, but before Christmas. Is that?
Yes.
You think so? You feel pretty confident about it?
Pretty confident.
Yeah. Yeah. Assuming we will have 100 days of rain or something. Okay. Anything's possible. Okay. We have a recommendation. Does anybody have any questions for Ivy regarding her recommendation? Contract Harper & Sons to do the renovations to the Burlington Visitor Center for a total amount of $26,500. Yes.
I have one question. Have we made this presentation before the Historic Board? Do we know what it's going to look like?
Yes. Yes. It's been approved.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know.
They're doing more business than ever, and we, anything the town does, we've always presented to them if it's related to construction or changing facade or anything.
What does it look like, though? Do you have pictures, or that was never presented? Or?
No, it was presented in front of the Historic District Commission, and they went over the drawings, and it was approved unanimously.
Okay.
Is that not so?
Okay. Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. They don't have a book they have to see them tonight.
The public doesn't get to see them.
Well, I'm sure that the...
Yeah, it was. This has been. I think we went in front of the Historic District Commission several months ago, actually, and it's just taken this long to get the bid process going.
And here's the thing: is that's their job to approve the look. Our job is to approve the expenditure.
Okay.
I mean, just so you know, I mean, because quite frankly, there's sometimes you get too many fingers in a pot. But how about this, Jeff? If you'll have for the next meeting, and of course, if you don't mind. Coordinate with them and send out a copy to all the media that we send all our releases to.
Absolutely.
And that way they can have it for this week's publication.
Does
that work? And oh yeah, put it on the website.
Absolutely.
There's something.
Project.
Yeah, project page.
This is exciting, though. You know, the Visitor Center, I guess we've had it, 3, 4, or 5 years now? And,
yeah.
You know, she's gotten her heat in, her new, new floor in there. It's really coming to the front, and the facade definitely needs to be tweaked.
And for people that don't realize it, that was the old post office. It's never been changed.
It's an old 60s post office, really.
Yeah, there's a lot of damage to the glass, and with the new
slanted windows are really
strange. A lot of the heat and the air conditioning is literally going right out the window.
Well, then can I make a motion then? Just trying to get home to the debate. Properly, I'd like to make a motion to approve the renovations to the Visitor Center, the facade grant bids. There's two of them for Harper & Son to do the work. Your bid's $26,500.
We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the general contracting bid for the renovations to the Berlin Visitor Center in the amount of $26,500. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you very much. And next, item 5 on the agenda is we have two special events requests. The first is the afternoon on the lawn. This will be the second annual for the Berlin Heritage Foundation. I think the first one was June this past. Right? Yeah, come on. Sure.
Good.
auto, for the record and for the folks that listen to the internet and the press, you can just introduce yourself and the hat you're wearing tonight.
I'm Jan Quick, president of Berlin Heritage Foundation.
Carol Reyes, I'm on the board of directors.
Yes, I do.
We are requesting a special event privilege for Sunday, not Saturday this year, Sunday, June the 4th, 3 to 6. It will be similar to last year, the tent, everything on the lawn. And we'd also need special permission for beer and wine to be served.
Just
like last year. And we are asking for this year that we be the only event the town has that day. We were told last year that a second event would not bother what we were doing, and it did take away from some of the people that wanted to attend our event.
I, speaking for yourself, and by this reason, I don't think having a...
That's why we changed it to a Sunday. We don't think anybody would.
Yeah. I tell you the truth, I think because we are having more and more multiple events on Saturdays because we don't want to close the streets too many times.
Well, we won't. There will be no street closing with us at all.
And I think that that's one of the things now is that in some cases, two events, in some cases, they are hand in hand helping each other. In other cases, even though they all know each other, they haven't sat down in the same room for a while. So, you know, it's evolving. But I don't have any problem with saying that as far as if the town of Berlin is the town of Berlin approved for that for that Sunday. Does anybody else have a problem with providing that as an exclusive date for that event?
No, I just have one.
Sure.
Chief, do you have any issues in prior times that they've done this with alcohol, anything like that?
Not whatsoever.
We only did it. This will be the second. This past June was the first time.
Yes, ma'am. I always ask that question first. Yeah.
I make a motion that we approve the Berlin Heritage Foundation to be held on Sunday, June
4th, 2017.
Afternoon on the lawn. And also, will we have the permission for the beer and wine, just for the 3 hours?
Yeah. That's part of it.
That's part of the motion.
Okay, great.
Thank you. All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham for the council to approve Berlin Heritage Foundation's second annual afternoon on the lawn for Sunday, June 4th, 2017, to provide food, drink, and music. And they also have showed their special one-day permit they've received from the Board of License Commissioners for Worcester County. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you. You all get an invitation.
Thank you. Okay. The next special application we have. Yeah, you're not going to ride home on the bike, right?
No, I'm walking everywhere I go. Okay, I'll walk her home.
That's one less thing for us to worry about.
Yes.
Thank you. Next is the applicant is Trust Think. Okay. Is that
going to take it?
Then.
Yes. Thank you. And,
spelled with an S, pronounced with a Z.
Thank you.
So, with Trez Dank with Eastern Shore IMBA, International Mountain Bike Association, and representing the Berlin Skate Bike Unite, which was formed shortly after 2012 when Tyson Chicken Plant became a possibility for people to ride bikes. So, I'd like special permission to put together some ramps that are donated by K-Coast. It's called a Fresh Park if you want to see what they look like. It comes out of a van, trailer, and we're going to build a few extra ramps for bicycles. My main objective is to promote bicycling within town. Less the last comment there about people wrecking on their bikes. Heck of a segue for me, but thanks anyway. So I've been certified in It's called ICP. It's an instructor certification program that I took this year with another local resident, Max Stanley. And so we hope to provide bicycling on trails through the back section. Made a little map of how we plan to arrange things. Urban Nectar reached out to me as far as having a helmet decorating party, which is something we do for youngsters to get them started in bicycling. I talked to Chris Cropper, and he's interested in helping us get over to where the park is. So the map kind of explains where the skate ramps would go. We'd like to have a band, and if we could use your stage for that, that'd be great. A few picnic tables would help in enjoying that. And then in talking with Chris, he took me on a four-wheel drive tour of the trails that he used for Jeep Week and offered to help me make them into bike trails if that was something that the board, that you guys would be willing to allow us to do. I think that's pretty much all I have.
Well, I can say that I think everything here makes perfectly good sense. It's definitely among the many ideas that were suggested for somewhere in town back when we had this.
Yeah, this all comes from the Grow Berlin Green days of the ribbon cutting at BIS when you got the sidewalks done. That was an inspiration to me. I moved forward with, nominated by the governor for Maryland's Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee. So I've been driving to Baltimore, going to Annapolis, researching and developing how we can get funds to promote cycling in our area. I'd like to take some credit for the sharrows that we have through town, as well as the rest of the Eastern Shore, and I do not plan on stopping.
Good. We don't want to stop.
But a little stop here in town wouldn't be bad. Yeah, yeah. A nice place for kids. You know, this is an idea for local people. This isn't something that where I'm trying to bring people in, although if it became an annual event and the town would permit it, that would be great. Yeah, we've talked several times about ways to make bicycling friendlier, and if this is the coolest town in America, bicycling is not something I made up, and they're not going to stop making them. We should embrace bicycles and have more bicycle racks, have free bike pumps, have all that kind of stuff, and this is merely a way to start to that conversation.
Absolutely.
Mayor, the one concern I have, we did discuss this in a department head meeting about a week ago. Electricity is not down there.
Okay.
So the stage, no electricity, so just
generator presents is what we call that in the DIY lifestyle. That will not stop us from having a band.
So
I appreciate that.
2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and
yes,
you're
going
to be promoting safety with the kids and doing a little ride the ramps and back through the trail.
Right.
And I say that you have insurance, certificate of liability insurance, town, right?
Yes. Yeah, the other thing, are you charging admission?
No, sir. No, we've done this in Salisbury at the Third Friday event. I'll be doing my 8th annual Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day at YMCA, and we did this last year there. I brought some flyers and some stickers in the back, so if anyone wants to, you know, look into the what we're all about further, I can get letters of recommendation, whatever you need to pursue this.
I did a couple of ones at Cape Coast. He does a really nice job. He shows movies and
yeah, that's one of the fundraisers that we did.
And I think met at a couple of different meetings. One, I think, was at the brewery, and then there was a couple of other meetings. Gosh,
I've been working on this for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
And we're talking about 2 or 3 years.
It's just the Berlin Skate Bike Unite, ourselves, and I've got my fingers crossed that Kate Patton from Lower Shoreland Trust will join us. So there's one other nonprofit group called Why Bicycle that is working on bicycles in STEM for schools, but I haven't heard back from them.
How are you going to promote this? Because, I mean, maybe you should reach out to Worcester Youth and Family, to their SAGE program, to their kids there. We have a lot of kids there. Just try to reach out.
As soon as I have permission, I'll begin to do that. I know Steve Taylor personally, and he's waiting to, I can't really advertise something that I haven't gotten permission for. So until I further that tonight, I'm waiting to see. I usually speak on 98.1. I also have joined both Chamber of Commerce in Ocean City and Ocean Pines. I have talked to CTG about the one in Pocomoke. Doing my best with advertising. 98.1 charged me $200 last year for my event in May. That's more than 10% of my entire budget. Yeah, I'm working with a few thousand dollars. So
it's nice to see
it's not a big group.
Are you going to somehow get this out to the schools, to the children?
Being on the Ocean Pines Parks and Recs Advisory Board, I found that to be, unfortunately, very difficult. So I've heard that the Peachtree thing's not working very good. If you want to send flyers out, you have to have, say, 30,000 of them. So I would like to, but I'm not trying to make this that big. I don't have enough volunteers to service more than 100 kids. You know, right now, I'm trying to focus on Berlin. I live in Ocean Pines. You know, I would love to bring everybody in all at once, but, you know,
Can I start somewhere?
Yeah, you know.
Well, let's get you started.
As far as advertising goes.
If you want those flyers, I'll get to you. So just come see me.
Yeah, it is a difficult challenge getting through the school board. I've tried in the past, been less than helpful.
Fax it, I have the number. If you get it out there ahead of time and they approve it, they will kick it out to the children. And Tom's so nicely around here.
I appreciate
but
all the help.
I definitely do. Yeah. You don't want him to try to, you know.
Yeah, I only have so many volunteers. It's all Berlin residents.
And again, I assume that the idea over time is have a vet here, maybe something down south.
Well, everywhere else is happening. This is the only town I haven't done anything yet.
I think we got it.
I started here basically. This is one of the first places. The idea of a bike library that came from Burley Oak is now happening. We have what's called the Wheelhouse in Salisbury. The mayor and the police chief have given us a building to put bicycles in. We have over 100 bicycles. We've built 4 bikes for people for free already. An older gentleman is now doing landscaping and car detailing with a bicycle with a trailer that
wow.
we commandeered and built for him for free.
Can I make the motion then?
Yes. One second. What about first aid or EMS?
I'm certified in both of those, and everyone in my club is by Cindy Klein, the park ranger that lives in Ocean Pines or in West Ocean City. I have a emergency sheet with me that I can give you my emergency plan. The hospital's directly across the street, so worst case scenario is we're driving them over there, or we're calling 911 for them to come.
I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm tickled to death to see you do something over there.
Absolutely.
I think it would be something raising awareness.
Well, you know, that's one of the issues was I was here when the young men stood up for themselves and said, you know, skateboarding is great, but there's nowhere for bicycles. And this is one of the few places that have parks that don't include bicycles. And so even though most of my friends ride skateboards and I have one myself and my sons do, I'm for bicycles. Skateboards are great. They have their space. And it's time for the other 85, 90% of the kids that don't skateboard to have a place to do it in. You know, skateboarding is well provided for. Bicycles, not so much.
Yeah, I think that would be approved.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Cavell to approve the Get Red special event to promote teaming up with local nonprofits to provide mountain bike instruction, helmet safety, and ramps for skateboarding and biking. This is all through the International Biking Association.
Mountain biking association. I know it's an odd thing to have mountain bikes at a beach town, but it's trail riding. We're just, you know, riding on the road is such a white knuckle experience, and riding trails is like the ethereal white light. You actually can relax and enjoy yourself on a trail that I've built. You know, some of them are more difficult, most of them not so much. It's mainly about getting people back out in nature and just enjoying the trails.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve this event, which is on Sunday, October 23rd, 2016. The event time, although the setup time is longer, the event time is 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And it is a portion of the Berlin Falls Park. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Very good.
All right.
I'll tell you what, we're very excited because this is one of the things that we had in mind back when we first were talking about
purchasing
for this property. I'm glad to see that it's one of the early things.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Sure enough.
Of course.
We're going on the road.
Thank you.
Yes, there we go.
Okay. Next, our departmental reports is first as Finance Director, Natalie Lee.
Good evening, everyone. Just a couple of updates on we finished the audit last week, and we will be expecting to receive the report somewhere in November for review and December for the presentation. 1 day extra, which I was expecting to be a little longer, but 1 day was great just because we have a different chart of accounts, we have different names of the accounts, so the auditors had to kind of transfer everything from the old legacy system to the new system. Overall, the comments were really positive, and I'm hoping for a good report at the end of it. Meanwhile, we are moving forward with miscellaneous and property tax receivable module with Tyler. Probably in 2 weeks, we're going to go live if everything goes well. Rondell Weiss and Shirley White working closely with Tyler right now because they're two key people to work on those two modules. Hopefully by the end of December, we will have all the modules up and running, and then we will just be improving ourselves as we go.
Excellent. Thank you. Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Baldwin.
I don't have anything this evening.
And next is Jane Kreider, Water Resources and Public Works.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The offline plans behind the multipurpose building are just about complete. All we have left to do is a little bit of beautification, and Maryland Coastal Bays will be helping with plant selection and volunteering to help us plant once those plants have been selected. West Street Stormwater Project is out for bid. The bid opening is next October 4th, so next Thursday.
Yeah, something like that.
Also, the water and sewer taps are complete for the new police department. That was quite a challenge. It's like the, there are a lot of utilities in that area. Then, the last but not least, the Branch Street sidewalks are ready to move forward. They've been backed up because the people who are putting in the services for Dollar General and the police department are the same. It's the same contractor that was in the Branch Street, so we want to dedicate all their staff to that.
So you think that's within a week or so?
Yes. I mean, this week they're calling for rain, but they have every intention of starting this week.
Okay. Great.
And we will be tying in, or the police department, the state police barracks will be tying in very shortly. Within the next 2 weeks, they're going to start the construction for that, tying into our water and sewer.
That's great. I'm going to do that a little bit. A quick question, Jane. I know we have some people out here from William Street that have suffered from the flooding, and I'm not an expert on this, but I've explained that this big pond that you're talking about on Flower Street is an instrumental part of the whole plan overall, and that now we've built a place to hold some water when it's raining heavy, and that they'll be next on down the line after West.
West is part of Bottle Branch. You're on Hudson Branch. There were three priority areas on Hudson Branch. There was no point in starting upstream when, if you fix that, then you're serving only the upstream people. We started downstream, the furthest point away. Once we have that offline wetland, that's complete. That will help the bottlenecking. We're also replacing the culvert, which is very undersized under Flower Street. It's going to be triple in size once that's done. That's been out for bid. The bid's been awarded. The backup is time delay is because the actual culvert has to be manufactured, and they are backlogged. But they're hoping to have it complete within the next month. So then right there, I mean, the water literally goes over the road on Flower Street when we have rain. The next area to be dealt with is William Street and all along that Hudson Branch from William Street to 113. There will be another offline wetlands type of water quality treatment process. There's a piece of land or a piece of ground that's the pipes are in that will be completely removed and opened up because, again, that's a bottleneck. That's when the town, the Jamestown townhomes, they get flooded. That's where we get the pump when we know that we're expecting torrential rains.
But that culvert under the flower is going to make a huge difference.
Huge difference.
We're almost there.
Because when that backs up, it backs up all the way up to William Street.
Yeah.
So with that improvement, we should see improvement all along that Hudson Branch.
And the total is five phases or four?
There's five, but one of them is part of West Street, which is Bottle Branch. And that's not the emergency repair that we're doing. That's out for bid now. That's further on. That's the fifth priority. Nelson Grand Bryce is the fourth section on Bottle Branch that will be addressed. Priority area that will be addressed.
You've come a long way.
We have.
Jane, from 113 to Flower Street, is there anything that's going to be done to the ditch banks?
Absolutely.
Because a lot of those people have suffered erosion.
Yes.
In fact, the other side is actually their tail property.
Right. Yeah.
As we've discussed before, that 90-degree bend there, the 290s will be softened to make it more like an S curve, and then the bank on the opposite side of the residences will be lower than their bank, so that if it does get up that high, it'll overflow into Henry Park, which is just that big open field, right, not into their property. But also, it will be their yards or their side of the Bottle Branch will be stabilized with some rocks.
Okay. We have a residence on that one side, too, that
right.
might be affected along with a beauty shop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said, isn't there fencing supposed to go around that place?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah.
So that's not the permanent fencing that's there now, is it?
No, the one just along the back of the shore up in the multipurpose, that was just an added precaution to keep the children away while the construction was going on. But, yeah, that fence will be put in around the offline wetlands.
So when you say it's near completion, is...
I meant the structure itself, not the fencing. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
I was out there this weekend, and it's amazing how quickly that...
Yeah.
Started, and especially the... What did you call that with the surface?
The undulations.
Undulations. Did they actually add some...
Not my term.
Make it look nicer. It's not something unattractive.
No.
And I think that's another thing. Everyone has been extremely patient and wherever the work has been done. But I do want to remind everyone that this is environmental site design stormwater treatment, and we're on the cutting edge. It's not to brag, but it's to say that everybody's learning as we do this. And we feel very fortunate. We have been in recent years contracted an environmental engineer, and not an engineer, but an entire company, and they have a local office in Ocean Pines, but they're based in Baltimore. They're a very large firm, and the things that we're doing, we're basically doing in a way that minimizes negative impacts on the environment. So we're not just fixing flooding, we're just not moving water from one place to the other, but also making the water as it moves become better quality and not end up in the coastal bays.
That's the beauty of this whole endeavor, is that we're treating the flooding, but we're also going to improve the water quality for our coastal bays, and so it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, we don't have to keep rebuilding like pipes. You have to keep replacing at least every 50, 60 years. This will probably, as we go, we'll probably learn some things that are just not well known, since we're one of the first communities to do this anywhere in this region. And if something needs fixed, we'll just fix it. But at least we'll have something, I think, that will serve the community literally forever. And as new projects come online, they will have their stormwater designed this way as much as possible. Not right downtown, but for any of the properties that are along the border areas that are in town. So I'm very, very pleased. I know we all are very excited. I know the folks on these later segments, but the five phases, I think we're talking about a total expenditure of about $2 million. Right?
We have over $2 million in the budget. The 1, 2, and 3 will be covered by those funds. 3, which is Hudson Branch from William Street to 113, that has been completely designed, permitted. We just got the final easement. last week, I think it was. So we'll be ready to move on that hopefully this fall, but at the very latest, early spring.
I was going to comment on the when we started talking about the land behind the multi-purpose building. But if you can imagine, this pond, what they dug out, that was Fly Street School's baseball field. Uh-huh. It's the actual size of the baseball field. So that's how big it is. I didn't realize it was going to be that big, but it's the same size of the baseball field we used to play in. So it's pretty big.
We actually played against each other.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a win. Okay. And again, thank you. Please pass on our patience to your neighbors and everyone. Everyone's been very understanding about this new effort. And I think from what we've seen so far, it's meeting our expectations. And hopefully by the time it's all done, we'll see. So thank you. Thanks, Jamie.
Didn't mean to call you off guard there.
Next is the electric utility director, Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. 619 Franklin Avenue, we had to replace two electric utility poles. That's the old South Moon Undersite on Franklin. A local business owner has leased one of the buildings up there for storage. They're doing an electrical upgrade, and for us to bring it up to code on the utility side, we have to replace two poles that have been there for like 40 years.
40 years?
Yeah, a long time. So we upgraded them and raised the height on the poles to get the overhead service to the required height of the building. Then also at 102 South Main Street, that's the house on the sharp curve right here on South Main, on the inner side by the church parking lot. He put a large addition on the house, and we had to put in a separate service to serve the house. So we ended up doing that. We also started the downtown installing the LED Christmas lights since we leave them on year-round. We went ahead and started installing them. You'll notice as you come down the street, you'll start seeing more and more of the trees that are lit up with LED lights. It's a big difference. In fact, if you go out of here in the back parking lot, one of the trees right at Pitt Street here by the blacksmith has got the LED lights.
Oh, it's great.
Do you see the difference how bright they were?
Nice and bright.
It's going to look really good.
And they'll last forever, too, right?
They're supposed to last a lot longer than the ones that we have. And also at the power plant, back in April, I had to hire a company to come in to do x-rays of our air tanks. It was required by our insurance company. And what they discovered, out of the seven tanks that we had, five of them had to replace what's called the drain valve pipes on the bottom of them. Out of those seven, we had to do that, which we've already done, those five. But one of the tanks we actually have to replaced. So right now I'm getting quotes on price replacement tanks. And then also we're removing dead trees in Stephen Decatur Park. There's five or six trees in there that need to be removed. And then also we have meter reading this week. Hopefully the rain will hold off and get it completed before Friday.
Great. Does anybody have any questions for Tim?
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Police Chief Arnold Allen.
Nothing to report.
All right, thank you very much, sir. And next is Planning Director David Gohart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple of short items. This past week, we had our weekly development review meeting with all the department heads on Thursday. This meeting was pretty much a pre-construction meeting with the developers from the Ocean's East apartment complex out on Seahawk Road. You may see some, their intention was to start this week with some silt fence and the protection of the site before they start moving some dirt around. They have an excavation permit already in place, so you may see some activity out there. Permitting hasn't taken place yet, but they're very close. It's a matter of how many they're going to permit it once they were given the site plan approval. 180 units, and they may break it into permitting the 24-unit buildings and or the 36 building one at a time, just as from a permit standpoint, with the maximum being that 180 they were approved for. The other item, you may remember, it seems like long ago now, but very early in June, we applied for a bike waste grant for design that funds from Maryland Department of Transportation bike waste program. I was trying to cheat last week. I called up the lady who's administrating it. She wouldn't tell me anything except that we're still in the running, and it will be decided by the end of this week in September. So
good.
I'm hopeful we get a positive thing by Friday, because it's time's ticking now. So
good.
That was for the design funds for within the Maryland Delaware Railroad right-of-way to possibly put a bike and walk path. And the way we proposed it was for the design funds, that was all this grant was for. From the north end of town to the south end of town in the railroad right-of-way. So that would be quite a bike path if we could get the design funds appropriated to us. And then they say they have construction funds after that. So we'll shoot for that if we can get it.
Great.
I'm hopeful.
Okay, hopeful. Hopeful's good. That's very good. If there was no chance, I think you'd get it. I do think that they are.
She
they
laughed.
Don't like to disappoint people at the last minute.
She laughed when I asked. She said, "You too." Because we've talked several times. I said, "It's killing me. I got to know." But she wouldn't tell me.
Okay. Good. Well, that's good. Good to have a rapport with these people. That's great. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Dave? Next is Economic and Community Development Director Andy Wells.
Good evening again. Just a few things. If you haven't heard, we were selected by Main Street America as one of the top 10 finalists for the GAMSA, which is the acronym for the Great American Main Street Award, which is pretty outstanding. It's the highest award that a Main Street can win in the country. So I'm pretty psyched about that. This Saturday is the Crab Feast. And I also want to let everyone know that if you don't eat crabs, you can still come down and have a good time and listen to the music and shop and have a few beers, but you don't have to come down and eat crabs. If you want to eat crabs, that's great, but if not, there's plenty of restaurants and everyone can enjoy the music or go inside the restaurant. Whatever you want to do, everyone's welcome to come down to the Crab Feast. There's no charge, only to eat the crabs. And 2 weeks is Oktoberfest on Saturday the 15th. It's also our annual fall sidewalk sale. There's a lot of kids' events going on that day, too. I've arranged for the Phillips Wharf Fishmobile to be there, which is basically a rolling aquarium. Also, Scales and Tails will be there, pumpkin painting, scarecrow making, and authentic German band full costume. And I also want to publicly thank Jan Poley. If you've noticed around town, the flower pots that they look really beautiful now with the pumpkins and the gourds. So I work with Jan, and she donates her time, and I just pay for the materials, and she goes around and decorates the town. So thank you to Jan Poley for doing that. And also with the GAMSA, Dave helped me a lot with some of the planning questions, so I wanted to give some thanks to Dave here for helping me with that. And then also a couple of business notes. Hopefully the new Berlin Butcher Shop will be opening soon. I know that an inspection was supposed to happen today, so we'll hopefully have that opening soon. And then if you haven't heard, it's now public knowledge. Finally, I can announce that the Island Creamery is coming to the Cupcakes and Bloom building. That is public now, and when I posted it on Facebook last week, just to show you how excited people are about this, it's reached almost 100,000 people just on Facebook, 130 comments, over 1,100 likes, and 763 shares.
Can we run that again real quick?
Certainly. It's reached almost 100,000 people.
Okay, thank you.
Over 1,100 likes and wows and loves.
There's
one sad face.
Like,
I'm not sure about that. Maybe because 130 comments, 130 comments.
Okay.
And 763 shares.
Great. Well, now,
so and what, since I've announced it, we've gotten more than 350 new likes on the Berlin Facebook page. We're now up to 7,263. When I started here less than 2 years ago, we had about 1,700, I think.
Awesome. That's great. And again, it's becoming more and more important, especially reaching out of the area. Because the local folks certainly soak up the local media, but it's interesting how and the folks that work at the Ambassador Stand, the volunteers, they constantly enjoy meeting people from everywhere, including foreign countries. And that's, again, the efforts of community development, community working together, the chamber, everybody, arts and entertainment, the whole nine yards, and everybody reaches out through digital media. And it's working. It's working. But you have to have some stuff. But no, that's great news, and hopefully that's something that might will be happening. Would that happen probably before the first of the year, or it's just hard to say?
I've talked to the owner. His name is Kelly Conklin, and it's actually his sons are going to take over this location. We're working as hard as we possibly can. I know he's going to apply for a facade grant. There's some health inspections that need to happen when you have an ice cream shop. And historically, that building used to be a Dairy Queen, so it's come full circle now. But TripAdvisor listed Island Creamery as the number one ice cream in the country.
Wow.
And this is going to be their second location.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. That was a very encouraging report. Does anybody have any questions for I?
We had the Dairy Queen, and it was before its time.
Yeah. That's where we go after the baseball game. And we were riding bikes. And they know, the bikes were in back then. And they're coming back. Okay, next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., I need your left arm or your right arm. Voluntary, but flu shots will be administered starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. For any employee or council member that chooses to attend, and if you are currently subscribed to the town's health insurance, just bring your health insurance card. And there's no charge. Tomorrow as well, Mary Boland and I are meeting with a representative from Worcester County Health regarding a healthy Maryland business program that they have. So more to follow on that. Thursday, representatives from the state retirement will be on site to conduct their semi-annual audit. And then Friday, late afternoon, 4 o'clock, we should all complete. We've got a vendor coming in that's going to clean a number of departments in the building.
Especially the busy stuff. That's great. Does anyone have any questions for Jeff? Wearing his hat as the managing director. And now, do you have any?
I have nothing to report for the cabinet.
Very good. Thank you. I have nothing to comment as mayor. And anybody have
one quick comments? Question, Jane. I got a message from an individual who lives on West Street. There are a couple houses down from Broad. Is it the east side of West Street that you're going to be replacing pipe?
It's the side with the house. It's not the
okay.
big lot.
Then that answers the question. Yeah. He said that it collapsed underneath the structure of a couple inches, and I said, I think that's the side, but let me ask the waters are, and we'll find out.
It absolutely is. We have been delicately repairing them as
well. I remember you said it was a mess.
It is a mess. We're going to start that soon and later.
Awesome. I'll let him know.
Thank you.
Lisa,
no comment. Just one comment. I'm very glad to hear finally that the sidewalk for Grand Street is going to start.
You see it when you see it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But Jane,
I think I've already said it like 4 times, but I really feel confident this time.
Clean, that should be like a faster project because it's already got the curb in, right?
Actually, the sidewalk will probably go quite quickly. It's the offline. It's the stormwater system that's going to be put in. That's going to take some time.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll make everything else worth worthwhile. Right? It won't be a dike. It'll be a
right.
Whole system. Yeah. Great. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Do we have any comments from anyone in the audience tonight that would like to address the council? Everybody on it, please.
Mayor, City Council, my name's Larry Smith. I live at One Cape Circle, Berlin, Maryland, and I know most of you. And you know that when I come here, I've got a problem. I'm the same thing the last time I was here. I'm tired of making phone calls to this town and getting a runaround and nothing done. I've got pictures here of a house across the street from me that a crack house would look better. It's been empty for a couple years. I called the town. They finally send all these letters. Every time they keep sending letters, even to cut the grass. Well, now there's a pool in the on the side yard of this house. Now, I think everybody has heard about the Zika virus and the mosquitoes. Well, this thing hasn't been open forever. Now, I open mine every year, and I know what it looks like. And I've got pictures of the grass that is almost as tall as me and the weeds in this backyard. So I called the town. And the only thing they'll get done is to mow this front yard. The bushes and the trees are growing up everywhere. There's mold everywhere. So I called the town and said, are you going to lower my taxes because it's lowering the value of my house? And it seems nothing can be done. So I'm tired of that. And then I call about the road. It's in Cape Circle, the cul-de-sac. I called. Finally, they said, well, they couldn't get a bid out for it. They couldn't do this. They couldn't do that. Well, they finally came down and put some more patches in this road. This is like the third time they put these patches in here. I have pictures of the road, too, where it's crumbling around the patches. As much as I pay in taxes to this town, and I have spoken to everybody except the empty house that I'm complaining about on that cul-de-sac, and I have their permission to speak for them. And if you want to call, you can call. You want to contact them, you can contact them. I'm tired of... I sit here... Every time I come up here, it's because I've gone through all the procedures and nothing happens. Nothing. So I sit here, when I do come, I sit here and I listen to all this money that's being spent everywhere else. What seems like it depends on where you live or who you are, whether you can get any attention in this town. And I'm tired of it. One of my neighbors is even talking about moving to Delaware because the town will not do anything down here. So I'm here to plead for the town to do something to the street and something to this house. And if anybody wants to see the pictures, I've got them right here. And like I said, a crack house would look better.
Is it possible that you would coordinate with Mary so that we can get the pictures, so we can see them and, you know?
Sure. I'll do anything. I've made phone calls. I've been given to this person. I've been given to this person. Oh, we're going to do something down there. We just can't get a bid for that road. Well, they finally did come down there and put these patches in. But like I said, I got pictures where the road's crumbling right around the patches. And then they put this concrete drain across between meadow and stuff. Well, where they cut it out and replaced it, now it's only gravel there. This far. on each side of that concrete. So when the snow plow, if the snow plow comes down there again, it's just going to rip it up again. So, I'm not on social media. I don't believe in Facebook. But if that's what it takes for me to get on Facebook and tell about the things that happened in this town and what you can't get done in this town, I certainly will. You know, I'm sorry that I'm upset, but I'm at the end of my ropes again, just like I was about the trees. I mean, this is a safety hazard, this one house. I mean, when the grass gets up this high and you got to call the town and they got to send a letter for the bank to do something about it. And then when you get in the back of that yard and it's this high, I mean, there's kids in this neighborhood. There's, you know, you don't know what's in there. There could be snakes.
Larry,
there could be anything.
I understand. We had the problem on Broad Street. We had the problem on Washington Street. These vacant houses are a big issue. I mean, I'm on the council, and I couldn't get anything done with the red and white house, and I tried for years and years, and I'm on the council. But I'm just saying, these vacant and unattended houses, the house that Jenny Shepherd has for sale on South Main Street, the old Dr. Bruce's house, how long was that thing vacant? 15 years or whatever? I would shudder to think that that's what I'd have to live next door. And like you said, it does put down the value of your house. And it is unacceptable. And it's something that we really need to address. And especially since we have all these foreclosed homes that sit there vacant and unattended. And unfortunately, the banks don't care about the grass or anything else.
So the town of Berlin should start caring.
It is an issue.
I don't think it's a situation nobody cares. Please don't.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, for what I pay in taxes to the town, the county, and this state, something ought to be done down there. I'm tired of being the red-headed stepchild. And like I said, I've got names here. You can contact them that said I can speak for them, and they feel the same way. One of them, like I said, is ready to move to Delaware because nothing will be done because he's made calls down there.
Is this house part of that housing crisis? Has it been foreclosed upon? People
what
just walk
to
away.
They just walked away from it years ago.
How long have they been
there? It's got to be 2 or 3 years at least.
I think everybody.
And they're never going to get what they were asking for. I wouldn't give you $100,000 for that house right now. Much less what they're asking for it.
Smitty, I think everybody's got that problem in their neighborhood. I guess they probably could elaborate on it. It just takes a little while to get to go on the property to do something about it because you got to get permission. But I can understand your frustration.
How much time?
I couldn't tell you.
Councilman Fraham, how much time? We talking about a year, 2 years, 3 years? What's already been that long?
Shouldn't take that long.
You know, I have been calling about this property for years.
Dave, we know who owns the property. Is it one of these? But it is one of these banks that we can't identify, or we don't know.
For the longest time, yeah, and then they've been working with us trying to cut it. They don't cut it very regularly. They hire a service. We have cut it. Part of the problem is we can't get in that backyard. Our public works, because the fences were locked. That this is what the public works fellas told me. We've been down that road before, where we couldn't get in the yard. If that's not the case. You know, I don't know. But
well, I can
I don't get out and try to cut it myself.
That somebody has already taken one of the gates off so you can get to that side yard where the swimming pool is. I don't know who it was.
Okay.
I can't tell you.
So that's the
but I'm you know.
It is unacceptable. We understand that it is unacceptable. But you have to understand the staff can only do what the code allows them to do.
Well, I think the code needs to be changed.
And it's not the code restriction that's the problem. It's the law.
In the banks.
The law will allow us to do only one thing to homes that are basically posing
a threat
to a neighborhood.
Well,
and that one thing is to tear them down.
I'm telling you, my granddaughter, my 4-year-old granddaughter, likes to come to my house and swim in my pool. I'm afraid to even let her near that piece of property because I don't know what's in that yard with as high as it is. I spent three tours in Vietnam and had less brush than that place has got.
But, you know, this is what I understand. We are not at the top of the list. We're at the bottom. And I'm telling you, the law needs to be changed because it gives us almost no authority to do anything except cut some grass, send letters, beg, plead. And I'm telling you, that's not the answer.
And well, lately, the grass, and I took these pictures today. The grass hasn't even been cut. The backyard, like I said, there's stuff out there that high or higher. The brush is built up around it.
Listen, the backyard is accessible.
I'll make it accessible. You might have to come and get me, but I'll make it accessible.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it possible, because obviously the bank is not honoring the what they should do, because it's probably one of hundreds, if not thousands, of those they have, thousands. So is it possible for the town to cut it on a regular basis and simply put it as a lien, and that way with the bank, eventually, that's something with this, then we get our money up front before the change of ownership.
Bank was that.
They haven't cut it regularly.
You've got no questions.
Sorry, do you have an HOA out there? Yeah.
Can't you take a property like that and turn it over to the health services? There's got to be vermin. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, as high as
it's in that pool.
Snakes, mosquitoes.
It's an instrument to small children. Why can't you turn it over to the health department and let them say, okay, and start squeezing the bank, too? Why
the
do you always have to
care.
Do that?
The bank really, honestly...
But you know, the more people you have talking to, the sooner or later you feed them, you know?
Yeah.
Right. If there's no gate, it's a liability issue if they have a pool back there.
Exactly.
Someone can just go right back there and drown.
It's a safety issue.
So, there is two gates, but like you said, they were locked for a while. The front one has been taken off the hinges, and I think that was done by the bank or somebody. I don't know who it was done by, but you can get through that front one. And like I said, you may have to come and get me, but I'll get it to where you can put a truck through that thing.
Well, is the pool accessible from the street?
Yeah, they can go right through the gate.
Yeah, go through the gate. I'll show you the pictures of it right now. I'll show you the pictures of the road in front of all these houses.
Do you understand? We want to do everything we can within the law. And I'm telling you, this is a case where the law is an ass. This is an exact case. Nothing is more damn frustrating than to see this happen. And people took pride years ago. But this is a situation where we're talking about property owners don't even care about the property anymore. The banks, it's not the bank down the street that you can talk to the board of trustees. No, it's all strangers and people that are thousands of miles away or hundreds of miles away. And the law has to change if we're going to be able to address this in any meaningful way. And it's not just our town. It's all towns.
Okay.
All towns.
So I'm petitioning this board to lower my taxes to reflect what my property's going down right now. If you can't do anything about it, lower my taxes.
I think the thing you need to do, including we'll do our part, is you need to talk to the people who can change the law, because we can't change those laws.
Well, I thought I'm talking to somebody that could help change that law, but evidently this council is not able to do anything.
We can't change state law.
Okay. How about the street?
I'm trying to tell you.
How about the street?
The street should be fixed.
Yeah, right? I've got pictures of that one,
okay,
too.
That should be fixed.
And I've been calling over for a year and a half for that one. And all they want to do is come down and put these little patches in, and I can show you pictures right now where it's crumbling. So, I mean, what is the average taxpayer supposed to do if they come before this town and this board and can't get anything done? Where are we going now?
We've got more done in the last 8 years I've been up here than I've seen ever happen in this town.
Yeah, it depends on where you live, though.
It's throughout the whole
every
entire neighborhood.
I do disagree with you there. Every neighborhood in this town has been got more done than ever. And I'm telling you, many of the problems with Decatur Farm had everything to do with Centex. Centex has been sold to a new company. We're hoping we can reset the button and can maybe get some stuff done that never should have done happen in the first place.
What's Decatur Farms got to do with it? I don't live in Decatur Farms. My son does.
Okay, maybe that's right.
But I don't. So we're paying a lot of taxes in this town.
Everybody up here pays the same tax.
Okay. So
we all try to get stuff done as best we can, Larry. We've all been trying, and we got a system we go through. We're going to take a look at all the streets, and we decide every year what can get done. And you know what? There's a lot that can't get done. But, hey, give money. We can do anything.
Okay.
More money, and we can fix all the streets,
now,
all the infrastructure and everything, but nobody wants to pay more taxes.
You allowed this new business to go down at the end of Decatur Street, and I'm assuming that the new police department is still going down there?
Right.
Now, is there any plans to do anything to that street?
Yes.
I mean,
there's big holes in that thing. I drive down it just about every day.
And everything has to be coordinated with the State Highway Administration, and they are working with us.
So if you get something done, if it belongs to the town or something else, but you can't get anything done in New York, that's right.
You know, Larry, we can sit here and talk about this all night long. You have your perspective and your understanding, and we have our understanding and perspective. Your concern and your problem has been heard loud and clear, and you can rest assured that you have brought it to the right people. We will look into doing all possible to satisfy your complaint. Because, like you said, stuff need to happen, and it never should have got this bad. Thank you for your...
I thank you for your time, and like I said, I've had permission to speak. I went to every neighbor today on the cul-de-sac. They feel the same way as I do. They gave me the permission to come up here and speak for them also. So it's not just me that's concerned with the road in this house.
We hear you, Larry.
Okay.
Okay, you got to admit, now, last time you came up here with the problem you had, it got done, right?
Yeah, but you got to understand how many phone calls that I have to make to this town building, and nothing got done until I came up here before this council meeting. And I heard, okay, well, if you have problems in the future, call Chief Downing, call the mayor, call somebody on or somebody else on here. Well, I call everybody. Well, I called your office a couple times, can't even get through to you. So, I mean, I do what you tell me to do, and nothing happens.
But you're in my district, so rest assured something will be done.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Thanks for coming in, Larry. We didn't enjoy
you
coming in.
Okay, well, right. Well, I'm just frustrated.
I know, we understand.
With all the calls and everything else.
Yes.
I'm not the only one that's called here. Well, I do want to thank you, and I'm sorry I got upset with you.
That's fine.
Thank you, Larry.
That's
fine.
Does anybody else have any requests, comments, or questions? Does any member of the press have any questions, comments, or questions?
Thank you very much.
Zach.
Zach.
Zach.